in the matter of Lord Bama and David and war in our nation. So tomorrow is Bamana Dwadasi. For that reason, today, because it's Ekadasi and Dwadasi, we're not supposed to fast. So we observe the fast today. So up to the moon, we don't take anything, any water. But then after 12, we take our Ekadasi and continue with the Ekadasi the whole day. So tomorrow we break the fast, and then tomorrow we have feast for Vamanadeva's appearance. And tomorrow's our Dwadasi, when this lila happened, when Lord Vamanadeva appeared. We can see that when he appeared, he also, like for Devaki, he was in four-handed form initially, Chakra Chakra Gada Padma. And in this way he was engaged. He was so beautiful, all the very wonderful, beautiful markings of Vishnu were present on his Hare Krishna. So the personal beauty of the Lord, you can see how the impression is enamored by the light of your heart. But here we see that the personal beauty of the Lord is very attractive. All these things are not material, because they're directly connected with the Lord. They're all transcendental, right there. Visible. Very close to that door. One thing that strikes me is how Kashyapa and Aditi are not able to get the bliss of the childhood pastime. He appears with a four-handed form, and then very soon after he assumes the dwarf form. And then there's everyone comes and gives him gifts, and then he goes to see Bali. This so they don't actually get, like Krishna had so many, for 16 years he was in Vrindavan, and Nanda and Yasoda and the Vrajavasis, they had so many childhood pastimes that they could share with Krishna. So those childhood pastimes are the most beautiful, wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan. Now we say that although Aditi could become the mother of Vishnu, but she had her name. Maybe a few hours or a day of association before he went off and did his pastime with Bali. In the Padma Purana, it talks about that Vamanadeva, he came other days of Brahma also. In the previous day of Brahma, there was an incarnation of Vamanadeva. At that time, one of the half-brothers of Indra, because Kashyapa has got many wives, and Aditi is the mother of the devas, and Diti is the mother of the demons. So all coming, they're all half-brothers, because they're all coming from Kashyapa Muni. But at least the top heads, and then after that, there's so many followers. So I don't know exactly the relationship, but somehow this also half brother, and his name was. Maybe come back to me in a second. Vikash, Vilash, forget me now, but wasn't Balimar, so was another half brother of Indra. And he had conquered over Indra and took possession of the Indraloka, and he was practically functioning as the ruler of the three worlds. He didn't have exactly the same mystic powers as Indra, so he had to adjust things. So Bhavadeva appeared, and there was a wonderful appearance like this, and then he went with Indra, but this time Indra accompanied Vamanadeva. They went together. I said that when they went to Indra Loka, he had been out of Indra Loka for a long time. Then he was going and he was saying that everything was very well maintained, that his half brother had managed things quite well. When they got outside of Samyaya, of course, as Indra comes, then the news came to the king that Indra is coming with some dwarf. So then he said, I'm sorry, let him come. And as they got to the outside of the palace, there were, as described in Padma Purana, subtle horses. This is some heavenly planets. But there were subtle horses which had big heads and small skinny bodies, and messengers would climb on the horse and fly at the speed of mind all over the universe. That's how he was keeping, you know, he didn't have internet, but he had something, you know, faster. And that was all over the universe. They had these messengers. And so Indra was amazed at how, it was quite an ingenious thing, and I'd never seen before mental horses, and horses that could carry you at speed of mind. Like now we're wearing no reservations for the airplane. If I had one of those, I could be here for all the festivals. That would be very handy for traveling sannyas. So he had a sense. So it was like he was noticing how everybody was very opulent, that he had done a good job, you know, of maintaining, being very efficient, and how he had these special horses. That so, wow, that's quite a unique thing. Even Indra hadn't seen that before. He didn't have such a network. Apparently we had to learn other ways of doing things, but so then they went into the royal court, and they saw, see, just like almost the head of the name. And Indra, he offered his respect to Maharaj, Lord of the three worlds. I come here to see you with a friend, with this Brahmana. He came and asked me to give him some 3 steps of land. I told him that frankly I don't own anything anymore. Everything has been taken by my brother, half-brother. He has everything. He's the Lord of the three worlds. I can't even give anything. Honestly, I don't know anything. So I bring him to do it. And then that Maharaj, he was so happy. He said, you know, You never recognize me. It's like a whole ego thing. You never recognize me. You never, this is the first time in my life you come to me and you actually recognize me. You're accepting me, you know, for what I am. Like the whole war maybe he was fighting this time, his ego thing, Indra wasn't giving him the space. He said, I am so happy today. If you ask me to give you back the kingdom of heaven, I do it. Might have been tempting for Indra. But he said, no, I haven't come personally to ask you for anything. Just the Vamana name. This is Vamana. He wants to ask. So then Vamana asked, you know, for 3 steps of land. So then, that whole thing happened, and he said, okay, I offered him, I give you a nice wife and all those things. No, I just want 3 steps of land. So then he goes, okay, you can have 3 steps of land. I don't remember anything about, you know, Sukracharya, anybody objecting and such. But maybe he didn't give all the details, it just was very basic thing. And, then, after the promise to give the offer, take your 3 steps, then, in this avatar of Vamanadeva, he took the whole universe in 2 steps. And the 3rd step, he said, where I put it. Then Balisa put on my hand. But, in this avatar, the third earlier one, then he took 1 step to earth, the other step the upper planet, and the 3rd step the lower planet. So then he covered the whole universe in 3 steps. So then that the king of heaven, he lost everything in 3 steps. And so Vamanadeva, he said, well, thank you very much. You're a very generous guy. I appreciate your charity. You've given me everything. So if you want something from me, you can also ask. I mean, I'll be gracious. I'll be super good. What do you want? What do you want from me? So then, he thought for a second and he said that I want to go to the planet where you live. You know, I've had this world, but I understand that you are so wonderful to see these activities of you that I want to go where you live and I want to serve you. So then, the Lord took him. Back to God. And he gave him, okay, you can have the heavenly kingdom back. So, Indra is worshipping the Lord, but he wants to get something. You see, many people, they worship devas, they worship the Lord, because they want some material blessing. But they don't realize that if you worship the Lord without asking anything, not only will he give you what you desire, but eventually you can go back to him. So again, the bhakti of the Lord is the most rare thing. Narada Muni explained to Yudhishthira Maharaj, the Lord easily gives bhakti and mukti, blessing. To give the blessing of material opulences as well as liberation from birth and death. This he gives easily. But he doesn't give his bhakti easily. He gave you bhakti. You have bhakti. Therefore the Lord, he becomes your messenger. He went to Duryodhana, he became the charioteer of Arjuna. He carries for his father the shoes on his head. He's your advisor, he's your friend, he's your kula pati. So many things. Because when Krishna gives bhakti, then he feels obliged to receive the devotees like this, worshipping, giving everything to him without asking anything. Then he reciprocates. He says, Jai Chintama, how you approach me, I reciprocate. So somebody is approaching him selflessly like that. Then he also reciprocates and he gives himself. The devotee giving himself, and then Krishna gives himself. What a trade. What a deal. What a way. We're giving ourselves, but because all we have is that self we're giving. So he reciprocates and he gives himself. So that's a wonderful thing. By serving Krishna and giving ourselves to Krishna, then we can get Krishna in exchange. And what is there more than Krishna? But Krishna says, don't teach this to the non-devotees. It's not secret. For the devotees, they should know the secret. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us his bhakti. That is the special mercy. Otherwise, it's very hard to get bhakti. These great souls, they surrendered to Krishna. Bali Maharaj surrendered, so he couldn't get bhakti. Generally, he had to surrender. Even Krishna was not giving out bhakti so easy. Those who surrendered to him fully, then he can give them bhakti. But Lord Chaitanya is freely giving out this bhakti or devotion without considering who's qualified or who's unqualified. So therefore, we should understand how fortunate we are to get this bhakti, to get this opportunity. As we are observing the Vamana avatar, we can hear about his quality. We can understand how great the word is. Sometimes because Krishna is so familiar and distracting like a cowherd boy, we forget about his absolute position. But that's why the first 9 cantos are talking about other avatars, and 10th canto talks about Krishna. We should see how great Lord Krishna is, how wonderful his different pastimes are, one of the devotees. And then Krishna is source of all the avatars. He's the original Vishnu. So then, but Krishna is the most confidential form because he's, Prabhupada explained, like Vishnu is like the Supreme Court judge. While in court, everybody rises when he walks in, they say, Your Honor, My Lord, and all that. When he's at home and with his grandchildren and his wife, it's a whole different informal situation. So Krishna is like informal form. And Vishnu, Narayan is a formal form, majestic, royal. So to get to the informal, confidential form is something very special. The words, but you can, if you meet the, Agam or something, some big ceremony, and he gives you, an award because you worked 30 years for the country, and he gives so many awards to people, and, or if actually you know such a leader personally, you can go anytime and walk into his house and talk to him, and then, so which is a more valuable relationship? To formally meet or to actually be able to phone him up anytime and talk or see him? What do you think? Right, so that's what bhakti is giving us, this direct internal connection. That's why it's such a very wonderful blessing. Please develop your bhakti. Appreciate the glory. Says Lord Vamanadev. But even then, Aditi and Kajapa, what emotions and what they must have felt to have such a son. Supreme Lord of here. You cannot imagine. For Vamanadev. My hands up. Hare Bol. Thank you. Very nice to be able to spend a short time with all of you. Last night we had a program on plane. But I'm going to program in Seoul. Some